for the spectacular. Join the audience and experience the drama, the music, and the people. Come to life. For events near you, visit exploreliveArts.ca. Supported by Prairies Economic Development Canada.
Hi, I'm Nardwuar Human Serviette, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM.
Opera, theater, orchestra, dance. Live arts can move you like nothing else. And there's no better time to rediscover the romance, embrace the emotion, and reignite your passion for the spectacular. Join the audience and experience the drama, the music, and the people. Come to life. For events near you, visit exploreliveArts.ca. Supported by Prairies Economic Development Canada.
Tree Canada's National Greening Program is planting seedlings across five regions of the country: BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They plant in areas that are in need of reforestation or afforestation across Canada. Tree Canada selects sites where appropriate native species will be planted to make sure that natural forests come back to life. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Happy Sunday. Welcome to episode 16 of Sound Companions on UMFM. I'm your host, Joel Treneman. On Sound Companions, we compare music. We explore one album from the 60s through the 80s alongside a match from the 90s until today based on a shared theme. I play songs from each album, talk about them, and then add on some related tracks that help draw things out. Today we're gonna compare a couple of huge albums: Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon and Radiohead OK Computer. We'll get into some of the similarities and shared themes here in a bit, but I'm putting on the turntable my copy of Dark Side of the Moon from 1973. The opening two tracks are Speak to Me and Breathe. Let's do it.
touch and all you see is all your life will ever be. Run, rabbit, run. Dig that hole, get the sun. When at last the work is done, how you live and how you fly, but only if you ride the tide, balanced on the biggest wave, race towards another grave.
Thank you. looks back home. Of all these weird creatures who lock up their spirits, draw holes in themselves, and live for the secrets.
From your sleep, the drying of your tears. Today we escape, we escape. Pass and get dressed before your father hears us, before all hell breaks loose. Breathe, keep breathing. sing us a song, a song to keep us warm. There's such a chill, such a chill.
Welcome back to Sound Companions. Today on the show, 1973's Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd and 1997's OK Computer by Radiohead. Just from listening to those technically five tracks, you can probably get a sense of some of the comparison here. There are some pretty clear commonalities, each band being British, each band, you know, being a huge artist in the both popular music and critical acclaim worlds. And each of these albums were conceptual successes that took these bands from, you know, being notable or, you know, semi-popular into kind of international stardom, and really set the tone for the rest of their remaining careers to come. Both groups were signed to the EMI label, obviously quite far apart. And there are quite a number of essays and articles kind of comparing these albums and, you know, thinking about the legacies of both of these artists. Today's show is partly inspired by a piece that my dad sent me at darksideoftherainbow.com. Definitely something to check out if you want to go deep into the music nerd vault. One of the really striking things about these albums is how their themes intermingle. Alienation, technological dystopia are really clear to these artists, and a lot of the critique and commentary and some of the lyrics and just the spaciness of the atmospheres created kind of speak to moments back then and moments today, still with the way that humans react to massive technological change. I want to do a straight comparison here with a track from Dark Side and a track from OK Computer. See how you think they might fit.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sound Companions on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Joel Treneman. We just heard No Surprises. That's track number 10 from OK Computer. And preceding that was the third full track from Dark Side of the Moon called Time. No Surprises, in some ways, seems like a response to that song Time. They're really fitting together in the lyrical themes and the kind of overall feeling about it. I like this straight song-to-song comparison between the two, so I'm going to keep it going here. Potentially the best known, most famous track from Dark Side of the Moon, I guess, if there's a way to figure that out. This is the one that stands out for me from probably first hearing it in my very young ears. It's Money.
Traveling sector, I think I need a lift. say is the root of all evil today. But if you ask for a rise, it's no surprise that they're giving none away.
I was in the right.
Yes, absolutely in the
right. I certainly was in the right.
We'll be right back.
The Manitoba Chamber Orchestra's Vinyl Vault is Winnipeg's largest and cheapest record collection. From indie rock to funk, new wave to classical, there's something for every kind of music snob. Records are $3 a pop, CDs even cheaper, and collectibles a specialty. Located in the basement of the Power Building at 428 Portage Avenue, Vinyl Vault is open 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on the last Saturday of every month. For more information about this monthly sale, or how to donate your used records to us, call 783-7377 or visit our website at themco.ca.
Sound Companions on UMFM. Welcome back. That was Electioneering by Radiohead and Money by Pink Floyd. Definitely some common themes there about the corrupting influences of money. And in Radiohead's case, probably their first protest song, with definite references to the IMF, International Monetary Fund, and suppressed protests back in the mid-90s. So far from Dark Side of the Moon, we've listened to the opening three tracks, Speak to Me, Breathe, On the Run, and then we heard Time and Money fit together, what do you know? And from OK Computer, we heard Subterranean Homesick Alien, Exit Music for a Film, No Surprises, and the aforementioned Electioneering. Another one of the themes here, as well as kind of the broader spacey societal alienation kind of vibe going on. Mental health is a big piece of the puzzle for the artists at the time when these albums were made. Pink Floyd had lost Syd Barrett from the group back in 1968. Due in part to some mental health challenges. And, you know, the remaining members of Pink Floyd went through a lot with the lifestyle of touring, based on their music. Maybe there were some other substances involved. Radiohead's OK Computer, much has been written about Thom Yorke's state of mind and how touring for previous albums, Pablo Honey and the Bends, pretty much sucked the life out of him. Even back in that mid-90s, radio heyday with hits like Fake Plastic Trees and Creep on the radio, The band, didn't appreciate the pressures of the fame lifestyle. So both of these albums were recorded in that kind of mindset as well. Both have incredible production, using a lot of sounds and interpretations that have rarely been matched in terms of their inventiveness for the time. Alan Parsons was the engineer on Dark Side of the Moon and continuous fixture in the studio for Radiohead has been producer Nigel Godrich. Another one of the big Pink Floyd impressions that has been left on the world is from a song called Wish You Were Here. And on a bootleg CD that I picked up many years ago, which is someone has creatively sketched out what they would have thought the album cover for what they call the B-sides of OK Computer, or in this case, B-sides 1997, the complete computer non-album tracks that somebody put together. I think I found this on a shelf of a used music store in Melbourne, Australia, many moons ago. Anyways, on this disc, there's a version of Wish You Were Here by Sparkle Horse and Thom Yorke. So we're going to hear both of those. Got to fire up my Wish You Were Here vinyl. We'll see if it's as crackly as Dark Side. You're listening to Sound Companions. Hey, folks. So this track is actually skipping on a CD. Believe it or not, Sparkle Horse and Thom Yorke were not quite so pretentious that they were just going to keep looping this over and over again. So, you know, I could, in a way, I could see it, and it's not too bad, but we'll move on for you here. Both Pink Floyd and Radiohead were named from other musicians, and Radiohead is also a song by the Talking Heads. For the many Radiohead fans out there, you've probably been told this before, but, you know, maybe you haven't had a chance to go and listen to this song. Here it is.
Of the brain controls the left side of the body, and the left sphere of the brain controls the right side of the body. Does this mean only left-handed people are in their right minds?
UMFM 101.5, listened to by left and right-handed people.